This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Hi, that introduction brings us into the focus of the Talk Radio Countdown world, the talkers list of the top stories and the top people list. We spend an hour with the radio people, and then, well, not that Michael Harrison isn't a radio person, but he is the star of the countdown, and he's on in 1 hour, and Jay is here, and most of the time we also have Jen here, but she's not here with us today. So John Harper filling in from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida as we talk about the items that are on the top 10 list.
And delighted to be here with you.
Always happy to have you, John. You always bring focus and a good sense of some sort of sanity to what all of this stuff is all about. And I think, you know, there's a lot of stuff on the list. Sometimes I go through the list and the people say, oh, I don't remember it. You can see the list easily every week because Jay posted at gooddayshow.com. We also have it posted at talkers.com. So rather than go through the list, I thought I'd start taking some of the things that are on the list apart, like what's going on in the Middle East and what's going on politically, et cetera, and what's going on with Ukraine. I thought one of the most interesting things, and because the presidential election stuff is number one this week on the list, you'll find it interesting if you don't know, you're not following this. If you listen to Mark Levin all the time, you wouldn't hear this side of the story. Although I did listen, I was listening to him yesterday, and I thought I hadn't listened to him for quite a long time. He's very clever about how he presents stuff, and I thought, frankly, although I like him as a person a lot, he's a great guy, but I don't like necessarily what he does on the air that much sometimes. But it was really interesting the way he put everything together with regard to where Biden is and what he's promising and what he says and then what he does, which maybe isn't unique for him. Look at the political world. John, you and I have been around a long time, and so we've seen this. But I think even the kids, you know, you look at what is said and what is promised and what's delivered, and it just becomes like, what are we wasting our time? These people are all, they're a waste of time. They
Doug,
really
it
are.
Seems like it's second verse, same as the first, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. It's the same yada yada. So Barack Obama and Bill Clinton were with Joe Biden for a fundraiser in New York at Radio City Music Hall. He got a lot of big money, major donors. A lot of them were in private, behind closed doors. And so, you know, you look at that dynamic, and here's what the difference is, okay, if I can compare and contrast. So Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Joe Biden in New York for a big fundraiser. It was $20 million. How much did they get, Jay? I didn't see the final total, but it was like 20 or...
Yeah, it was...
A lot of money.
Something up there like that.
Corruption. This is Citizens United, which has ruined the electoral landscape, as far as I'm concerned. Too much money from too few people, too much influence. You know, that's what happens. So the comparison and contrast in Donald Trump yesterday, whether this was planned purposely for the people who like Trump or the people who say, okay, look at this, Joe Biden and all of his moneyed pals. Everybody says, well, the Republicans, all the rich guys, blah, 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 blah. So here's these three guys raising millions of dollars for Joe Biden. And at the same time, Trump is attending a wake for a police officer who was killed during a traffic stop this week. So what do you think, people, where do you think the sympathies are going to go in terms of, well, see, look at this. You know, you talk about Donald Trump and the Republicans and how the Republican operatives are there abusing this, that, or the other thing. That's the news media. In part, I mean, the Republicans do enough on their own to make themselves look bad, but the news media certainly quadruples that impact because most of the news media, printed media, a lot of the electronic media is biased. So this is a, a fabulous, in my mind, contrast. You know how we used to learn that in school, what the comparative degrees were, comparative and contrasting stuff. So Trump goes to this wake. And I just, you know, that to me says a lot. And I don't know whether you agree with me, Jay, or John, with my analysis of this, but that's how I look at it.
Well, I think the timing couldn't have been worse for Joe Biden and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton in scheduling the event. How do they know? How would they know
about
that
a lawsuit?
There?
I mean,
there's going to be a
wake. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, there's no way they would know, and I would hope that people would look at this and think the same thing. They weren't trying to be rude and crude and distance themselves from that police officer and his family. I think it was just bad timing, and the only thing I think I would have done differently as far as advising the Democrats and Joe Biden is, could you make an appearance at that event? I don't think it was at night in which they had their wake. Maybe it was. I'm not sure. But maybe he could have made an appearance, or at the very least, while he's in New York today, getting ready to go back to D.C., get in touch with the family and personally pay a visit to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That would have been a better look. I agree.
Yep. The look was, no matter whether it was planned or it wasn't, that's not the headline. That's not the picture. If people look at the picture and they see the headline, they don't read the story. And so you come away with that thought. At least that's what I came away with.
Yeah.
All right. Next, speaking of coming away with things, there's some pretty vivid video showing the Ukrainian drone strike on that Russian oil refinery. Did you see that? As the Ukrainians this week stepped up their attacks on Russian refineries. They used the drones that are American drones, obviously. They used artificial intelligence to power the drones. And here we go down that street. Just kind of interesting. And while we're there, you know, that attack in Russia this week, you know, the Ukrainian stuff is one thing, but it seems to have been supplanted by the ISIS attack. And apparently the Kremlin acknowledges knowing that ISIS was a threat because the United States passed this stuff along through channels, right? The United States warned the Russians that ISIS was a threat before this concert. I don't know that the concert was the focus. It was just, okay, there's a lot of hubbub going on. Just the same, by the way, as even though you won't hear this, as much as I support Israel, because I do, in their charge to kind of get rid of as much of Hamas as they can. They knew, the United States CIA knew, the Mossad knew there was going to be an attack on Israel. So they say it was a surprise, but it wasn't really. It was not a surprise.
But now Russia is claiming that the West and Kyiv ordered the Moscow terror attack.
Yeah, baloney. I'm not buying that for a minute. Anybody else buying that?
No, I'm not either.
No.
No.
All right.
All I know is it's just crazy and maddening as far as the situation there and what's going on.
Yeah, it is. It's the same. It's like you're in a time tunnel. Much than anything else. It's the same stuff goes on. The world kind of, as we advance, we go back again. One step. What's the old expression? One step forward, one step back, or two steps forward, one step back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff technologically that has changed, but people's mindset doesn't seem to be changing that much at all. All right, let's talk about the bridge collapse here, the clearing of debris, the dismantling of the wreckage of the bridge. They brought in a big, huge crane. Actually, the crane, apparently, they floated it down from on a barge from New York. It's the largest crane on the eastern seaboard, and they're going to use that to pick up the stuff. The big stuff, and then they've got divers trying to find the little stuff. I think they found the pickup truck that those two guys were in.
Yeah,
in
the
cave, right?
They recovered their bodies, yeah.
Yeah.
This guys is actually a fascinating story because you had two, from what I've heard, two of the best pilots on the bridge of that barge, or that ship, and navigating this through. And you would think you're in good hands with those two guys, and something catastrophically went wrong with the electrical system. And I didn't realize that as they are leaving the port, they're operating under electric power and not diesel power.
Well, this is how this works. I explained this the other day, and I'll do it again because I think a lot of people don't understand how these ships run. You're familiar with how electric motors basically run diesel locomotives. The diesel power runs generators that actually operate the power supply for the wheels is a generator that's charged by the diesel engines. So the same is happening, the same is true on major cruise ships, the major freighters. They have engines that run generators that run the propeller system. So the engine power went out for whatever the reason, and that's the thing that seems to me is most important to figure out. And then the propellers didn't work, none of the steerage worked, so they dropped the anchor, but it wasn't, I mean, think about it. This is, what is it, 3 football fields long? This thing is one of the biggest.
It's like a skyscraper,
right?
Yeah.
Right. So you don't stop those things on a dime. And so the fact that there's so much momentum, even though it's going slowly, there's like millions of tons of stuff on the ship. You're not going to stop that.
Well, they were able to stop traffic, which they knew that something was going to happen. They could not control it, so they at least got in touch with people to stop the flow of traffic. And there were so many. I mean, there really would have been way more people on that bridge had they not made that Mayday call out.
That's right. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
So that Mayday call saved a lot of lives, even though it was an early morning hour.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, having two experienced pilots taking that ship out is simply amazing that this occurred. And I'm interested in hearing what they're going to be finding about the electrical power and what happened there.
Well, there'd be millions and millions of dollars of lawsuits against the ship from the families of the people that were killed. Who knows? Everybody's going to get sued. But that doesn't bring these people back. It just is. Was this unnecessary is the question that we'll continue to grapple with. 18 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still getting out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The hour here on the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts regarding the big stories this week that are on the list from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com and at GoodDayShow.com. Jay Kirshner is here from the Good Day program, and John Harper, who is the owner of WMRC. That's that's in Milford, Massachusetts. Another one of
Well, who knows? You know, I'll take a look at it.
One of the things this week, we were just talking off here. I was in Hawaii and visiting the station that I have an interest in, and my friend, who is a great broadcaster, Larry Fuss, who owns stations here, there, and everywhere around the country, Mississippi, and anyway, we went to look into Maui into a couple of stations there, and it was just kind of fun to get the sense of, you know, kind of what else, what's going on in radio. Everybody keeps talking about podcasting and streaming and stuff. I will tell you that radio, except for people who own the stations that want to cut everybody's throat, but the state of the art of radio is pretty healthy over there. It was kind of fun to be there.
That's alive and well, despite what our industry says at times.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But you also have a safety measure.
What's that, Jay?
Sorry, you also have a safety measure when you have that live local radio as opposed to podcasting and all of that stuff. If there is something going on, like a tanker truck spill and you need to evacuate people, or there's a sudden storm of something happening, it helps. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Radio will never become obsolete.
Those are the best examples I can come up with. But having gone to Maui and having seen what happened during that fire and understanding how without radio there, that island would have been in much worse shape than it was. I sent Jay a picture, and she posted it on our social media of what I saw, just a clip of what I saw, the fire, the results of the fire that everybody was talking about for so long in Maui. And in some respects, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. And one of the reasons is because the radio stations over there, despite the fact that the guy who ran the sort of the local version of FEMA was an idiot, and there were no real warnings that came from government authorities, but it came from the radio. And a lot of people got out of the way. Still, 100 people died, but it could have been much worse without the warnings that came from radio there. So,
well, look at us during the hurricanes. A good number of years ago, we were the only radio station that was on here on the Space Coast.
Yep.
And that was pretty interesting. And we gained a lot of local attention on that one. And we continued throughout the years to be home of the Hurricane Hunters, as I've called it. And it's worked out well.
Yep, right. Anyway, to the folks in Maui, John and his crew that are listening because they listen to the program, I was pleased to meet them, and I'm chuckling because I don't want to embarrass him. The fellow who owns the station sent me a note once, and he was pointing something out, and he says I sent him back an email that basically said I didn't care about whatever it was that his issue was. I can't imagine that I did. I was looking back to see if I could find the email. But he was a very gracious, wonderful guy. And so I, you know, every once in a while, there's always something that can happen that'll make you look and feel and sound foolish. Yeah. But at any rate, what a beautiful...
But hello, Maui.
But that station, probably better than any other station, was responsible for saving a lot of life and limb during the fire. All right, so also in social media, which is what we do normally at this point in every hour of the Good Day program, talking about things and people, the technology sometimes. I don't know how much more you can say about the fellow that ran that trading company, Sam Bankman-Fried, who got sentenced to 25 years for financial fraud. He's got a forfeit $11 billion for the victims. And he got the maximum because the judge said he wasn't remorseful.
And he might do it again.
Yeah, right. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. All right, so that's that story.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A panel of United Nations nuclear weapons experts will not be continuing their annual reviews of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. That after Russia vetoed a measure seeking a continuation of the UN's annual review. China abstained from the vote. Donald Trump paying his respects in the wake of a New York City police officer's death at the hands of a suspect. It happened Monday in Queens, leaving 31-year-old Jonathan Dillard dead. Trump, speaking briefly to reporters afterward, said saying he wants law and order.
21 times arrested, this thug.
The man accused of fatally shooting Diller has been charged with first-degree murder of police officer and other charges. President Biden being criticized by Republicans for attending a fundraiser. Meanwhile, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden offering their condolences to victims in the wake of a stabbing spree that happened in Illinois this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Shipper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
What's going on today? What's going on this weekend? We're in the brief department. I suppose we could say this was a briefing and a manner of speaking. Yes, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Also, John Harper joins us from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida with his thoughts about some of the speaking of thoughts. One of the great things that I love about what we can do, there was a we posted a thing about I want to spend some time on this, Jay, if you can find the electric vehicle stuff. We were just talking about social media and stuff on the program, but I didn't have time to go back to that. And really, I don't know how much you talked about it when I wasn't here for that day this week. But I think from what I hear, even my children who look at this stuff from time to time, but the guys who were in the radio station where I was this week, and just in general, I heard from three or four people who looked at that, the response, we really hit a nerve. The question, and appropriately so. John, I don't know if you saw this or not. Jay, go through, if you don't mind, please, the question that we asked.
What was kind of funny and interesting is that people almost thought that we were highly for electric vehicles and discontinuing gas-powered vehicles, where the question itself is
further from the truth, actually.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. With the debates between electric and gas-powered cars, we ask a hypothetical question. It even says hypothetical in the post. Should gas-powered vehicles be discontinued? And some of the comments, of course, like Matthew Kryan, were absolutely not, a whole bunch of exclamation points. James Wynn said, yeah, ban gas cars and watch California tell people not to consume electric on hot days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the most frequently used or cited examples of how badly this all has been engineered, literally and figuratively, because mm-hmm. there's no plan. It's kind of like other stuff. Gavin Newsom this week signing that bill that requires $20 an hour as the minimum wage. And every damn, you're either going to pay $9 for a hamburger or the stores are going to go out of business. It's just the impracticality of the thinking here and how these people stay in power and influence in California is amazing. It's like it's a different world here.
It's
It is insanity.
Well, but also with electric vehicles, there's so much more to it that people aren't equating for. Like Teddy Cosmos points out, well, if the battery dies, you have to get a new battery. It's like $20,000 just to get a new battery. But also your billing, the utility, your electric bill is going to go way up if you do it. And you have to, it's not like you can just plug it into any outlet. You have to have your home then equipped. So that's more money. And it's like going to a gas station. You have to pay for the gas. There's the electric stations. I've never been to one. I don't have an EV, but I'm assuming you have to pay for the electricity too, even if you're at those
at the gas station
pumps. No, at the electric fuel, the electric stations.
Well, but they're going to be installing. I think this is part of the interesting ruse here, in order to sort of make sure they get whatever their piece of the pie is. The major oil companies are installing these things to charge your car at regular gas stations, aren't they?
But you still have to pay for it. They're not just going to give you free electricity.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's not, well, I don't know, maybe it is a suggestion from some people, but no, there's nothing free about this. There's no free lunch here, boys and girls. You may be able to go to the shopping mall and plug in for a while, but they'll put, if they haven't done it already, and again, depending on where you are around the country, there are charging stations, but they put a charge card. It's the same as if you go to the gas pump. You stick your card in, and you pay for the gas that way. And so they're doing the same thing now, and that's what Jay's pointing out. A lot of people are like, can get a charge. Yeah, I got to get a charge free. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll just find any outlet I want. There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to my neighbor's house and plug in over there and, see if we can have some fun with that. So, anyway, what other good comments? Because there are a bunch of really good ones.
Bart Johnson says, how do I take my cattle to the market? 30 steers weigh a lot. Not sure how an electric truck can do that, but I'm willing to listen.
Right. Yeah, there are a lot of the pickup trucks are bigger. So you can get an F-150 I don't know if they're for sale yet, but they're around. They have the sort of hybrid trucks and cars. I think there are very few electric trucks yet other than the Rivian. You can find them on a lot, but there aren't many of them. And most of the people, as this guy just suggested, they don't want them because the electric vehicles have a lot of, not torque, it's not what I'm looking for, but the ability to be like a rabbit at the light, okay? There's plenty of power that you can apply to move yourself quickly with an electric motor or electric car. But I don't think they have the torque, which is what you need. He was talking about the steers that he's got in his cattle trailer. And is there enough torque? Really, gas engines don't have enough torque. The diesel engine is what gives the a truck that's got a load on it. That's why all the over-the-road trucks are diesel, because they need torque. And that's something else that has been. Anyway, I'm getting into the weeds. So what other comments do you have there?
Paul Brady makes a great comment that it should be an option available for us to choose and not forced upon us one way or the other.
Right. Yeah. And that's, you look
that
at that.
That kind of says it all right there.
Yeah.
It kind of does. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I'm looking at some of the other comments from social media here that we ought not to pass by. the news stories. We always ask that every end of week focus allows people to weigh in the Baltimore Bridge thing, certainly. You know what we haven't talked a whole lot about is Puff, Sean Diddy, and where that is. That was I was sort of surprised that wasn't on the list of things that we've posted from Talkers Magazine. What else do we need to add to that, Jay?
Add to the list or add to the Diddy story?
No, the Diddy story. Yeah, we should at least spend a moment on that, I think, because it has very far-reaching
consequences. It almost is giving, like, Epstein-level kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not sure
right.
if there's underage situations attached to this that have really been talked about, but he's been hit with at least 5 lawsuits in New York accusing him of sexual assault, sex trafficking, engaging in other criminal activity, hard drugs, illegal weapons, all of that kind of stuff. His home, I think it was his Miami home, was raided recently, which his lawyer calls a gross overuse of military-level force. But when you are dealing with any allegations of sex trafficking, human trafficking, I don't think there's low of a level you can go.
But guys like Al Sharpton will use the race card here. Well, this is a black guy who does all this stuff, and he's getting focused. He's being targeted because he's black, which is the most insulting way of looking at this that you could possibly find. Sean Combs is a pig, and it doesn't make any difference what his skin color is. I'd say the same thing. Epstein was a pig. The people that participated in all that stuff, they're all pigs. And so don't be giving me this stuff about, oh, he's being targeted because he's black. Nonsense. So, anyway.
Well, Justin Bieber had made comments. He never named anybody, but he had said, you know, when he was younger, he was essentially groomed. There's very odd, bizarre videos of Diddy with Justin Bieber. Usher apparently lived with Diddy for a year when he was 13, and he an interview with Howard Stern has resurfaced from a few years ago where Usher doesn't go into full detail but discusses, you know, saying some bizarre stuff, saying some things that probably a 13-year-old should not have been a part of.
Exactly. All right. One of the other things, because the presidential race is number one this week on the list of things from talkers, we ought to spend some time on RFK's running mate. And there have been some thoughts. Do you want to share some of those thoughts from our listeners as well on this lady who's running with him?
Yeah. Matt Fuentes says, may the best presidential candidate win.
Not Biden. Yeah.
Andy Brinkley asks, isn't Shanahan a leftist loon, meaning far left?
No.
Which, essentially, this is kind of a Democratic ticket. Because even though he's libertarian, he was a Democrat beforehand. He comes from a famous Democratic family. And then she's also somebody who is a Democrat, has given a lot of money to Democratic campaigns.
She was married to one of the guys that runs Google, and they're lefties to the nth degree, to the point of being almost commies, I think. And that maybe sounds like an ignorant overview of maybe simplistic. But... you know, guilt by association. I haven't seen anything about her. I still haven't dug into her enough to be comfortable with her, even though I'm comfortable.
I haven't seen anything about her either. They haven't really played this out.
That's because the news media doesn't want you to know, at least the left side of the news media. The right doesn't either, because it'll affect Trump. So you won't find MSNBC or Fox digging around much here, because they don't want to give him any space for people to say, oh, wait a minute, let me find out more about these people. Because already, especially among those that are under 35, it's a dead heat between the three major candidates, Kennedy, Biden, and Trump. They're under 35 voters. It's like 30, 30, and 30, or close to it.
Well, it's almost more so only Biden and Trump. A lot of people didn't even know Kennedy was running until the Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right.
So, anyway, let's see. Greg says, well, she's loaded. So there's that.
It doesn't hurt.
No, right, exactly. All right, so there's a lot of social media input from people on the big stories. The business of where we go with the migrant situation, that's another item that seems to be a constant between that, Israel. I'm looking at the list. So the presidential race, what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on with Ukraine, and what's going on with the migrant crisis. You can almost always count on those things being a part of our discussions every week. So I thought in terms of what's going on with the migrant situation, there's a judge who's going to rule on whether the government has to provide shelter and food to any child who comes across the border and is outside or is, you know, in a holding area that has no shelter. So imagine what that means. Imagine the audacity, if you will, of the people that are, like, they're charging the border. It's not that they're just there. They're pushing their way across and bringing these children with them. Where the hell are we?
Well, for a lot of people, leaving their child behind is not an option.
No,
so but
I'm just saying.
Bring with them.
Are we?
And the children didn't pick this.
No, but that's not beside the point. They may be innocent, but the fact that you and I have to pay to take care of them when they have no business being here in the first place, you know, there's something wrong with that thinking. I don't want to hurt the children either.
Ahead, right. Mr. Nobody does. But that's where the problem lies. We didn't ask for them to come over. They're coming over. This is a crazy situation. And there's no answer to it.
There's an answer to it, but nobody likes the answer. Or lots of people don't like the answer. It's kind of like what's going on with Israel. Another one of the items that's on the list this week. The loggerhead that exists between Biden and Netanyahu now, and basically Netanyahu doesn't seem to care, which is, you know, fairly typical for him. But listening to Uri Geller, I don't know if you heard this, John, or not. Uri's on the program every week from his home in Israel. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was pretty dramatic this week. Didn't you, of all the stories he's told since it started, Jay, didn't you think his...
Yeah. Well, he was more... I mean, he's always passionate when talking about it, but he was more passionate this week. And he had some words for Biden.
They weren't great. No.
They weren't flattering.
No. Anyway, there's supposed to be a delegation from Israel going to the White House, but that's been taken off the table because of this argument between Biden and Netanyahu. This is the Talk Radio Roundup at 12 before the hour.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that is one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself, and guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy to prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you shop at omahasteaks.com/Doug.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Ready to get to work here, literally and figuratively, on the Friday Good Day program, because weekend opportunities for fixing up things around the house as the weather gets better. We encourage you to listen carefully to Tom Kreitler, who is not only the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, it's heard on many of the same stations that carry the Good Day program, but also all the things that he has available to help you out with the podcasts and the newsletter, that sort of thing. And they always have little kibitzing conversations here about some of the things from the
conversations.
Yes, conversations. So, from the Q&A department, one of our listeners named John has written to have me ask Tom about what happens. He's got cold water problems. He says whenever it's running, there's a pulsation in the water pressure and the pipes shake.
Right.
He says it's just started. So what the heck causes that?
Water hammer. Basically, you have the energy of all the water, which is very heavy. Remember, water is 8 pounds a gallon. And if your pipes are loose because they're not secured to the framing of the house, as that water runs through the pipes start to vibrate, they start to move, they start to shake, and sometimes they start to bang when you turn the water off because right. of all that water moving forward, and it's kind of hitting a wall, right? Yeah. So the solution here, John, is for you to find all the places in your house where the plumbing is attached to the framing, and then secure it better. There are simple little brackets that hold a copper pipe to a 2x4 or to a 2x10 or whatever, whichever way it's being run. But wherever you can access it, you want to secure those pipes because you're going to find that there are some loose ones, and that's what's causing this problem. It's pretty straightforward.
In the worst case
scenario, there's actually something called a water hammer arrestor, Doug, which is basically a shock absorber for your plumbing system.
Really? I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
How does it work?
Well, basically, think about it. Think of the way a shock absorber works, right? So
when
the car bounces over a bump, it absorbs that bump and then it lessens it, right? So it doesn't keep happening again and again and again. And that's what a water hammer arrestor does. And old-fashioned plumbers actually made these by using loops of pipe with nothing but air inside them. And the air would be the cushion itself. But today we have devices that do that.
Now, where else, ladies and gentlemen, can you hear that kind of insight into why your pipes go bang, bang, bang against the wall? There it is. All right, so a couple of things here that are sort of business-related. I noticed that Home Depot has bought a material provider called SRS Distribution, $18 billion. This is the largest purchase in Home Depot's history. You know, they try, as other big outfits do, to bring in, if they do business with somebody and spend a lot of money with them, well, why not own them, right? I mean, that's kind of what this is all about. I don't know. Materials provider is a broad... I was thinking of you yesterday. I'm driving along the highway in Maui, and there's a truck beside me that is it's a company, yada yada, and what it does is supply contractors with the materials just for the foundation.
Right.
I never heard of anybody. Are there a lot of these kind of outfits around that specialize?
SRS is a big material supply company that focuses on builders and commercial construction. So it's an area of business that Home Depot, I mean, certainly the commercial construction side of it, is probably an area that they've not had as much attention paid to. And so they're trying to expand. We've seen these types of acquisitions over the years.
Yeah.
But, of course, this is a super big one.
All right. Money Pit podcast this week, focusing on the risks of hiring an uninsured contractor.
Yeah.
This sounds like a real dirty worm here. Give us more on that.
Yeah, if you're going to hire a contractor, you have to ask for their insurance to make sure they have workman's comp insurance, because if somebody gets hurt on your property, that contractor or that subcontractor could sue you as the homeowner, even though you have little to do with this the job at this point. If they're injured performing your job, then you're at risk. So that's why you want to make sure they have insurance. Now, I always recommend that you get a copy of that insurance and you call the insurance company to make sure it's valid, because some less reputable contractors will get the insurance and then cancel it and keep the certificate.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And that's an old scam, man.
Yeah.
That's an easy scam. All right. One of the things in the newsletter this week, moneypit.com/newsletter, is a focus on heavy rain and the way to protect your basement. You're going to get more 4 inches here in California where I am this weekend.
Yeah.
So what's the story behind that?
Well, it all comes down to water management, right? You've got to have gutters that are properly sized for the house. They've got to discharge that water well away from the foundation. The gutter guys, when they come and they put gutters in, they usually turn them out about a foot at the bottom of the leader, and they stick a splash block in there, and that's it. And the water pools there, it goes back into the basement. But you've got to keep those gutters clean. Another thing you can do is use larger gutters, the 6-inch size gutters instead of the 5.
Right.
I put them on my house, Doug. Yeah. The last time I cleaned my gutters was 2014.
Yeah, I have to keep that in mind.
Because the spouts are so big,
they
pass all the leaves right through it. You don't need guards.
Tom Kreitner. Kreitner from...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.